Kelly Cameron of Columbus knows about gun violence firsthand. She was 12 when she saw her stepfather commit violent acts.
He put a gun to my sister's heads, they are 2 and 3 years old at the time, and threatened that if my mom were to leave him, he would shoot them. He did that numerous times, even though he had domestic abuse charges against him. The police had been called. I had called the police to my house a number of times on my own. Finally, my mom did get the courage to leave him.
Cameron says new legislation requiring background checks on guns would have prevented her stepfather from purchasing guns after his first domestic violence conviction. But Gerard Valentino of the Buckeye Firearms Association says there's no evidence to show incidents of violence will decrease with background checks, and he fears those checks could lead to unconstitutional government interference with gun owners.
Every time a gun registration scheme has been implemented, in any country at any time, it has led to gun confiscation.
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is pouring millions of his own money into a national campaign aimed at getting voters to call their elected representatives to demand passage of a background check law. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.